You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now there's this. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. That includes all of us here as we get rolling. That would be Carmen, Lima, 6 to 10, Baskin, Phelps, 10 to 2, Afternoon Drive, Nick and Jonathan from 2 to 7. It's every weekday, 92.3 The Fan, YouTube channel. You can subscribe right now for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand. Do it right now. I'm Jeff Phelps, Stan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. We're talking about coaching situation after John Harbaugh let go yesterday by the Baltimore Ravens. One thing this does for a guy that I was sorry to see leave Cleveland, it knocks Kevin Stefanski out of the top spot for being the most experienced coach out there available of guys who you think might get hired. Mike McCarthy, I think, is above him on that, but I think Kevin was kind of the hot guy. Mm-hmm. And you heard a lot of folks say, well, if Kevin Stefanski becomes available, blah, 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 blah. He's talking to the Giants today.
Absolutely.
Well, I think he's now under John Harbaugh when it's, well, if fill in the blank becomes available. And I would think that the candidates you're thinking about now, Harbaugh, Stefanski, hot coordinator du jour, and mix in somewhere Mike McCarthy and John Gruden, who I don't think anybody's going to hire right now.
I think John Gruden is also very happy opening free boxes on the internet of free clothing that he can dive through and show off to everybody.
Is that what he's doing now?
Oh, yeah. Nice. And breaking down film.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll just see videos pop up every so often. John Gruden be like, we just got a box from Jackson State. Let's go. And open it up going, that's a great logo. You know, going through that whole thing. And you're like, okay, I guess you're just having a ball getting free stuff sent to your house. Outstanding.
Nothing wrong with that, isn't
there? No, everyone loves mail.
I do think he's moved into the top spot, Harbaugh.
Agreed.
And Kevin may not get his choice of jobs unless Harbaugh would land in Cleveland.
Can I take you to Fearless Leader Hypothetical Island?
Yep.
So Fearless Leader comes and talks to the two of us. What do you think would happen if Sean McDermott became available? Head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Let's say they get knocked out earlier than
they
should.
By the way,
the
Browns interviewed in a previous search.
Would McDermott do it for you as well? Because I think I'd put Harbaugh over McDermott.
I would like Harbaugh over McDermott.
Okay.
McDermott's done a nice job in Buffalo, but folks in Buffalo have been looking for a new coach for years.
It's valid. That, and again, Josh Allen really could spackle over a lot of holes.
Yes, he can he not?
Yeah. Good gravy.
That's true. James is in East Cleveland. Hello, James.
All right, James.
Hey, good evening. Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all?
We're doing well, man. Yourself?
I'm pretty fair, four square, as they say.
Nice.
So I think we all hit the nail on the head with John. I don't think John's coming to Cleveland, you know, but let me touch on a few more points.
Mom went to Shaw High, James.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what's up. I remember that. I'm an 03, sir, so we represent for them Cardinals, you know. Where did you go, Jeff?
Woodridge.
Woodridge. Okay, I don't know the mascot, but whoop, whoop.
We're the Bulldogs.
That's what's up. I don't think John's coming to Cleveland, man, for many, many reasons. And I don't think it's Barry. Just look at what Tomlin said about Barry after they traded Flacco to the Bengals. And he almost had them in contention. And I'm going to take it beyond Barry. It's the Sashis who's not in Baltimore. It's the Manziels. It's the coach that's out in San Fran right now who left the Browns because the GM was calling down.
Well, Kyle Shanahan in the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Here's why I should leave.
Experiences watching these Browns fail for years, and I don't think that Jim and John want to be close to each other. But I know Jim's on the phone bragging about the weather in San Diego, so I just don't think. So I don't think it's just the former San Diego. You're right, Jeff. So I think it's for many reasons. I just don't see a fit. I hope he, even though with the Cleveland Tigers, I hope he hits. Y'all take it easy. I wanted the coach. I want a Hartline, actually. Even when they started talking about Stefanski, even though he was young from O State, I had him pegged in. And here, sure enough, he gets hired. Ohio State doesn't look the same in the playoff game with Ryan calling the plays. Man, Hartline, maybe next to go around.
Y'all all right, James, former Cleveland Brown wide receiver.
He's got to get a lot of success at UCF, and I wonder if he needs to go somewhere else before he gets a head coaching. He'd probably have to be an OC in the league.
James feels the same way we do. Boy, that guy would be the perfect hire, wouldn't he? John Harbaugh. And don't think he's coming here.
It's sadly how I feel as well. And it's just, it doesn't seem like that's the direction. But boy, they better get an interview with
sure.
him.
Sure. And Dano, again, to me, it's going to be other factors involved as to where John Harbaugh ends up next. And those factors, I think, are as simple as, what does he want to do? It's not going to be money. I don't think it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's been compensated well enough.
I mean, money is a great motivating factor, but I don't think it'll be the biggest one here. At his age, at his point in his career, I think one thing that could be a huge detriment to the Browns situation is the Browns are clearly in a building situation. Now, you can turn it around fast in the NFL. We know that, but it hasn't happened here. But you can do that. I mean, look at the Chicago Bears. I mean, it can happen. And it can also fall quickly. Look at the Detroit Lions after 15-2 the year before.
Who've now canned their offensive coordinator.
And things can happen, and you can be the man. But, you know, is the idea of turning around the Browns, I mean, is that, like, does that appeal to him? If it does, then there's no question what job he takes. If he has that feeling about this city and doing that, that to me is the reason he would take this job, and no other reason.
Maybe the fact that he wants the challenge of the rebuild? I mean,
yeah, but he wants the challenge of the rebuild because it's the Cleveland Browns.
Well, maybe. Maybe just the challenge in general that comes with it. Because, like,
there are a lot of challenges. Go to Tennessee.
I know. I'm going to make a
you
reference
got a quarterback
here.
There.
Hang with me. Paul DePodesta had no connection whatsoever to the Colorado Rockies. I wonder if some level of Paul DePodesta taking that job in baseball, when he could have had 28 other jobs with ease, was him going, I want to conquer the altitude in the Colorado Rockies. I want to fix it on one of the worst run organizations in baseball. I want to go in there and I want to be the guy who could figure out the altitude, who could figure out the pitching, who could figure out the development and make it work at Coors Field. And I wonder how much of it played into that when it came to Paul DePodesta, because I don't think it was just as simple as, I got to get out of here. You. Like, I don't think it was that easy. So that's one of those with John Harbaugh. Maybe he's looking at this as well and going, I kind of want to rebuild. I want to build this in my image. I have an idea of how a football team should run. I have an idea of how a football team should go, where the true linchpins of this whole thing should be, where the pillars of an organization should be, and I want to build that in my image. Cleveland might give you that.
Okay. That's a big job to take on for a guy who might just want to go and coach up a team and win.
100%
yes. In his early 60s.
100% yes. I don't know if he has that Bill Parcells gene.
Let me give you this thought. The Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
And we know the Bidwell family out there doesn't have the best of reputations. Worked for Bruce Arians.
It did. It did.
Worked for Bruce.
Now, I don't know if I'd hire BA in the cycle. It'd be a good time. But he looks like he's having fun wearing Hawaiian shirts, sipping bourbons, and hopping on McAfee.
I get that, but I'm just saying.
But I love Bruce
Arians. It's not as if you can't go to Arizona and do something because Bruce Arians did.
You can win there. You're right.
Yep, it can be done. Cleveland is in Cleveland. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're all right.
Doing well.
Well, I don't want Harbaugh.
Okay, sell me on this.
I want Schwartz.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the... we're going to have a very young offense, and I think that his discipline and the fact that the offensive guys that are young can look at his success with the defense part of it and be able to acquire some stability right away with them knowing how they need to operate with Schwartz. And I think that we don't need an offensive coordinator because we have one that seems to be successful enough, so all he needs to do is motivate, to me, and that's what I think, and I'll let you guys go with that.
All right, Cleveland, thank you very much. Though Tommy Rees is highly thought of, I don't think you can say that he's had success. Although Mary Kay wrote a story yesterday, Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, that her sources close to Harbaugh said that he has great respect for Tommy Rees.
But if you bring in Harbaugh is a CEO coach. Harbaugh's the guy who runs the whole thing. So you could keep Jim Schwartz.
Yep.
He can hang on to him if he wants him. He could keep Tommy Rees if he wants to.
Correct.
You're not stuck with whoever he's going to bring in. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he'll probably bring in other people who he respects in the directions that he wants to take this thing. But he doesn't have to. He might walk in and go, I want Schwartz. I want Rees. All right, let's go. That's the thing with a CEO head coach. And plus, he's a special teams coach. So it's not even like you're looking at either side of those and going, okay, that's his expertise. It's like, no, his expertise was special teams.
If you're a team, does Harbaugh's lack of overwhelming success in his later years in Baltimore impact you at all? It doesn't me. He was really successful early on in Baltimore. They haven't had the same type of playoff success since in recent years. And he hasn't had huge success with Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP at quarterback. That doesn't bother me because I know where we are and I know the type of coach he's been, and he puts out winning good football teams. Does it bother you?
No, because I've always thought their problem was more roster construction than it was Harbaugh. And the fact that they haven't had a great pass rusher in there in about 3 years.
They've not been the same team since Ozzie's not been the guy.
Right. They think that they could get to the quarterback with just, instead of having an A-plus and a bunch of B's and C's, they think they could just do it with a line of B's, and it's not working. Like, it just doesn't. I know Matt Abike got hurt, and that's a big deal. But outside of Jadeveon Clowney that 1 year where he turned around and all of a sudden was a sack master, they haven't really had those guys. They've let those guys walk going, oh, the system will build the next one. Well, the system hasn't built the next one. And for some reason, they've decided that pass rush and getting to the quarterback isn't as important as it should be. I mean, they've got a decent enough secondary. The linebacker play has been really good. I mean, Roquan Smith is one of the best in the business. But I've always thought the lack of a pass rush got them in more trouble. Go back and watch that Pittsburgh game. The fact that they couldn't get to Rodgers on that 2-minute drive had more to do with it than anything Harbaugh was doing.
Chip sends me this email. Since Andrew Berry will be in charge, I predict the Browns will hire several coaches and then have a 4-way competition for the head coaching job. Chip, pretty funny. Tom's in Menor. Tom.
Is this like a Hungry Dogs thing, but with coaches? They're going to have them coach up the Hungry Dogs? Is that how that's going to go?
Nice job, Chip. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, unfortunately, I think Harbaugh would be a great coach. I think he's a good manager of the team and of the game management. I think he's one of the best ones out there. Unfortunately, he's not going to come here. Andrew Berry is going to get somebody that's not known, first-time head coach. That's all he's going to be able to get. And I don't think he's very well respected in the league. I just don't. The Browns made a huge mistake. They should have cleaned the house, brought a new general manager in, and maybe then you might be able to get somebody like Jim Harbaugh. You're not going to get a good coach here. You're going to get a guy who's new, green, whatever you want to call it, and that'll be the demise of that guy in 1 year as well as Andrew Berry. So that's just my take on it.
All right, Tom. And you might end up being a team that goes after the coordinator du jour. The Browns yesterday, permission to talk to Todd Monken, who was the offensive coordinator in Baltimore for John Harbaugh. Who knows what happens there? The DC in Seattle, who doesn't call defensive plays, a British guy, oddly enough, interestingly enough, Browns are supposed to talk to. They'll be talking to a lot of people. Would appear there's only one guy you really should talk to, if you can land him. I just don't know if they can. What does Chris Rose think about that? Chris, NFL Network, Cleveland guy, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. Mike Florio, right after that at 11:20.